Okay, let's start with the first three measures. Here's what we have. So I have a standard C chord with my third finger on the fifth string, third fret. My second finger's on the fourth string, second fret. And then my first finger's on the second string, first fret. I'll keep all of these down. And with my pick or fingers, I want to play 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So if you're using your fingers, you can leave off the fourth string and just play 5, 3, 2, 1. Or if you can get your fourth finger to help you out, you can use it. But we want those strings. And then my fourth finger of the fretting hand will reach out and hold down the second string, fourth fret. I'll strike it, let it go, and then play the first string open. Try to do this while keeping the C chord down. And that way it blends in with that D sharp. If not, we get this. Which, if that's all you can do, that's fine. But do try to keep that finger down. Next, I go to an F chord. And for this finger, 3 is on the 4th string, 3rd fret. Finger 2 is on the 3rd string, 2nd fret. And then finger 1 is barring the first 2 strings, 1st fret. And I'll play those 4 strings, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And then I'll go back to the C chord and play 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So these three measures again sound like this. And that's the first three measures.